Welcome to the Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Network, and I'm Vic Versero, and I'm delighted to have with us today a guest that I've known for a few years and have a little bit of a relationship with the entire family, but there's a fascinating story that we can't wait to unpack, and it involves leadership, and it involves, I believe, the core of some of the great principles of leadership that have driven this family in so many great ways. So our guest today is Seth Moss. He's the President and Executive Director of Five Star Life. Seth, welcome to our humble show.
Hey, thank you, Vic, for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and I'm really glad to have you here. For anybody that is familiar with Five Star, they know what a great organization it is, but there's a lot of us that maybe are just discovering some of the things that you do and what you've been about. So why don't you kind of fill us in on the overview of what Five Star Life is, and we'll kind of unpack that and some of the great things you guys are doing around the country.
Sure. Well, at the core of our mission, Vic, is, you know, we want to really shift an epidemic that many people are unaware of, like 7,000 kids drop out of school. Like when we started our organization, 7,000 kids were dropping out of school every single school day in America. The visual of that is you take a student, you put that student in a school desk, and then you start stacking one on top of the other until you reach the height of the Empire State Building. Now that's just a little, that's a precursor. Do that 12 more times, and that's the visual of how many kids were dropping out of school in America. Now, over the last couple of years, some of those things have shifted a little bit, but it's still bad. So when we started this, we said, why is it that kids drop out of school? And then there's this other group of kids that don't drop out of school, but they underperform, whether it's academically, whether it's relationally, whether it's in sports, health, relationships, you name it. And we went on this path of researching to find out what is at the core of this. And we found something really simple but really profound. At the core of every person, of their success or failure, is an operating system, just like our computers have operating systems.
Yeah.
Well, we as humans have an operating system too, right? And it determines how we look at ourselves when we see ourselves in the mirror. It determines how we treat people on our left and our right. It determines the size of our vision, our dreams, our work ethic. It's huge. And we call this operating system a mindset. And so what we did is we said, okay, if at the core of success or failure is a mindset, why is there so little work being done to address this? And so we began to focus on targeting public schools, middle school students in particular, because that's the age group and the demographic that slips through the cracks. We look at data and research and said, what if we targeted middle school kids and targeted their mindsets and developed curriculums and programs to start to turn this around? And that was 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've watched this literally consistently. Over 70% of the kids that are part of Five Star Life raise their GPA or maintain a 3.0 GPA or above, and it just kind of took off and has grown over the years.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? You know, I just love it, Seth, and you talk about the we and all this. Your organization has grown, and you've got some great assets that you've come into and some of those other things. We want to kind of have an opportunity to talk about some of that. But let me go back to this middle school child. And you're looking at trying to impact those lives. Interesting that you selected that middle school student. Tell me about how that research seemed to make sense to you.
Well, so it wasn't because I gravitated towards middle school kids, because middle school is like they're not little kids anymore. They're in bigger bodies,
yeah.
So you expect them to know better. But their hygiene isn't usually good. They haven't fully formed the filter on what comes out of their mouth, so they say the most obnoxious things.
Oh, man, I'm
so
smiling.
It wasn't just because I'm such a good guy. It was because data says like 80% of first-time drug, alcohol, and tobacco use takes place between the age of 10 and 14.
Oh, my.
Right? So in 80% of the time, kids are going to be messing around, getting into trouble, experimenting with drugs and gangs and all these things. It's middle school. And so kids don't just wake up one day, their freshman or sophomore year, which is by educators called the dropout bubble. They don't just wake up one day and say, you know what, it's October such and such a date, it's my day to drop out. No, they check out in middle school, right? So that's why middle school. Mm. And of course, when you work with middle school kids, you then fall in love with them and you love the rawness. You love, they're so moldable.
Yeah, it gets real, and I just love that. Well, you know, I've been around a number of these. That's why I was laughing and kind of smiling as you're explaining that, because there's just so much there for these young people, and to your point about them being moldable and being impressionable, it's so important. And you have a great curriculum and a great set of information that we're gonna get together and unpack here throughout this show. So, Seth, I'm really grateful that you took time out from your busy schedule there at Five Star Life, and I'm so glad you tuned into the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. This is Vic Versero with Seth Most, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Holman, and as chairman of the National Small Business Association and a business owner myself, I understand that when you run a business, you rely heavily on your computer network. You can't afford lost data, lost customer information. That's why you should trust your technology needs to ASK. Contact ASK at 877-ASK-4ASK for a free audit and analysis of your technology needs. That's 877-ASK-4ASK, or find them on the internet at www.justask.net. ASK, taking the hassle out of technology so that you can run your business.
Welcome back to Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Versero, and of course I have with me today Seth Most. He's the president and executive director of Five Star Life, and it's an amazing organization that's impacting thousands and thousands of people for generations, and I'm just so grateful for the work you guys do, Seth, and for what you've done. But as I think about Five Star Life, I just wonder about the humble beginnings. Take me back. I mean, I know the Most family a little bit. You guys were involved in a lot of really interesting things. Your dad has been working with young people for a lot of years. How did the vision of Five Star Life kind of come into being?
Oh, man. We probably don't have totally enough time in this show to cover it, so I'll try to...
Two-part segment.
...quickly. So, you know, my personal background, I was working with kids. I was a youth director, and I was a high school basketball coach. I played college basketball, loved the game of basketball. But, you know, I was young. I was in my middle to upper 20s, and I was just... It's that time of life when you start to, you know, you just want to get a job and love what you do and find out what your gifts are, what you're best skilled to do.
Yeah.
And I was about 6 years into it, and I was like, okay, I'm great with kids. And I was starting to recognize my skill set, what I love to do. And then I started to do something that was powerful. I started to look at, okay, what is the real impact I'm having? Yes, I'm impacting this small, just draw a circle around my little community. I was having impact there, but I started to ask the question, what am I measuring? What outcomes am I really seeing, right? And that was when I started to have some, I started to struggle. And I honestly thought, if I do this for another 20 years, is this fully utilizing my potential? And I started to just wrestle, is this internal discontent? And told my wife, I think we're supposed to take a year to just to pray and to research. And I think that you know, God's going to show us what the next 50 years of our life looks like and how we can have the most impact. Because I knew I was called to make a difference in this world. And long story short, we relocated while we were seeking. Thought, well, let's be close to family. My parents had just moved to from Michigan to Elkhart, Indiana. And thought, well, we'll do this close to family. And my brother, same thing. And we got there, you know, we had this kind of idea, this concept together. It was nothing like what Five Star Life is today at all. But it was just...
humble beginnings, right?
How can we impact people? Yeah. And I was kind of the kid person working with kids in schools. But it quickly fell apart. You know, my brother went into business, my dad went in another direction, went into ministry, and I was kind of left with it. And I'm about 8 months, 9 months into it, and I'm living off of my personal savings. Like, I sold my house. Normally, you want to reinvest that in the next house if you're smart.
That's the plan.
But I didn't do any of that. I'm going to live off of this.
You didn't get the memo, did you?
Yeah. No, well, I knew the memo. Everybody's telling me the memo, but I was like, no, it's meant to be. And long story short, I am out of money, and I'm experimenting with the ideas of five-star life.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. And it was at that point that I'm out of money. And we're experimenting with what we do with kids in schools. But I wrote in my journal, we need a place that we can take kids year round to do retreats and camps in the summer. Mm. And I wrote in my journal, we need this place. And 2 weeks later, my brother, Justin, whom you know well, introduced me to a guy named Jim Schaefer, a businessman. I met with Jim 2 weeks later. And I go in there, instead of giving this great sales pitch and casting vision for this, you know, what we wanted to accomplish over the next 10, 15 years, I found myself just being very raw, very real. And I said, you know what? I think I missed the boat here. I've been irresponsible. I would just like to take this group of kids I work with in the schools up to he had a 150-acre camp at that point.
Okay.
And I said, I'd like to bring them up to your camp. And then I'm going to quit and go figure out, you know, just be a normal guy, be responsible.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't quit because everything you said is what we're going to do. And we're going to take this thing, not just here locally, we're going to take all over the country. And so it was, at that point, it was my brother, Justin, it was Jim Schaefer, Mia Schaefer. We were the original founders at that point of what then morphed into so much more that I'm sure we'll talk about later.
Wow. And I think that's really what is so impressive is, Justin and I talk about don't despise humble beginnings, you know, because those really add to the story and create such fascinating outcomes. And as we talk about this, to see some of the leadership challenges and opportunities that you've got there at Five Star Life, it's really quite fascinating. And we're so glad that you have that kind of spirit and dedication to young people, Seth. That means a great deal to an awful lot of people, and it's changing lives. And we're so glad you're here today to share it with us here on the Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Versero with Seth Most, and we'll be right back.
The Lansing Board of Water and Light plans to close the coal-fired Eckerd Power Station. A plan by a citizens' committee and the BWL will replace Eckerd with clean power from the wind, the sun, and from cleaner natural gas and energy-saving technologies, and improve our air quality and environmental health. Learn more about the BWL's plan for reliable, affordable, and cleaner energy at LansingEnergyTomorrow.com. The Lansing Board of Water and Light. Hometown people. Hometown power.
Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Versero, and of course, our guest today is Seth Most. He is the president, executive director of Five Star Life, an amazing organization that's helping to build character issues among some of our young people across, well, multiple states. So let's talk a little bit about that curriculum, if I could, Seth, just to make sure everybody understands what you're doing. You're going into public schools, and you're sharing some important things that are changing. And I'd like to hear what the curriculum is, and maybe how you landed on that as it being impactful for young people.
Sure. Well, you know, you don't have to look very far to realize that our society as a whole lacks character and lacks these soft skills that, you know, people for some reason over the last several years have shied away from. Really, they've been devalued, but now people are starting to say, holy cow, people don't know how to deal with conflict. Mm. Like, they don't know how to control their own emotions, their own thoughts, their own words. They don't know how to, like the lack of relational skills has become so apparent and really appalling. And so what Fives for Life has done for 16 years, Vic, is go into public schools with a curriculum that teaches people when they're most moldable. Mm. And that's when we're kids, adolescents.
Yeah.
So teaching them how to live, and it's based off of five core values. And, you know, for educators out there, it's all connected. It's aligned with CASEL, social emotional learning. It's many different categories it fits, but it's five basic values, Vic. It's respect, treating others the way you want to be treated. And before you can even give respect, you have to have it for yourself. You can't give what you don't possess. So we talk a lot about self-respect. And so many students, they're so upset and infuriated by people hating on them. And what we explain to them is, listen, you not listening to your teacher, not turning an assignment, that's like slapping yourself in the face. It's your own future, your education. So the second value is responsibility, which we define as taking ownership. That's the key word, of your past choices, your current reality, and your future dreams. Mm-hmm. The third value is integrity, which we define as who you are when nobody's looking, the real you.
Yeah.
And then sacrifice is giving up something now for something better later on, like delayed gratification, or giving up something, you know, I want to do to help somebody else win in life, live a fabulous life. And then the fifth value, Vic, is courage, just having the strength to do what's right rather than what's popular or comfortable. And, you know, we live in an age where everybody wants success so quick. But the reality is you have to have the courage to not just do what's popular or comfortable. You have to push through that comfort zone, right?
So, yeah.
So that's what it's based on.
So, Seth, how did you, I mean, those are awesome. I mean, honestly, those are incredible. I can't imagine what you'd add to that. So congratulations on figuring that out. But what was the journey to figure out those five components? And that's the five things you're going to coach. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. When we started, we probably had 20 universal values and principles that we were teaching.
Fair enough.
And the chairman of our board, he's in the media business, and he said, you know, it's great that we're teaching all of these things, but we've got to condense them. Like from a branding standpoint, we've got to condense them down. We're five star. We've got to put them down to five bite-sized doses that we can wrap our minds around. So, you know, when we talk about these values, we're hitting so many more things than these, but they do really encompass all the universal principles that are tried and true, that are just old-fashioned things that work.
Yeah.
And so that's how we came up with them.
Well, I think that's really good. And I got to ask, because I happen to know a few Mossed. So are you, was it an impassioned discussion that took weeks and it became etched in stone as you came off the mountain? Or was it one of those things where you guys go, yeah, this makes sense?
Yeah, it was probably at least a year-long process.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
It probably was like year four of our organization.
Yeah.
Between year three and four that we said, okay, let's hone in on which values do we really want to, you know, build around. And they just, you know, it was a consensus.
Well, and I won't have enough time in this segment, but if you would just give us the bumper sticker on the two elements, because we've got basically school sessions and work inside of school systems, and then we've got your on-site campuses. So in 30 seconds, give me the difference between the two. How does the school work overview?
Sure. So we have programs called Five Star Life Video Curriculum. It's a scalable curriculum because it's in video or virtual format where it streams into the classrooms. We train teachers. They implement it in the classroom. So it's our fastest growing program by far, and we're able to scale. The other program is at our 300-acre campus. We haven't talked at all about that, but I'm sure we'll get into that in the future.
Yeah. Well, and that campus is just incredible. I can't wait to unpack both of those. Let's do that in our next segment. And so, Seth, again, thanks for joining us to be a part of this, and thanks for everyone tuning in to Leadership Lowdown. We're going to be back with more information from Seth Moss on related to the five-star program and what it's doing for young people and what it can do for everybody overall in our society. We're grateful for that. Grateful for the Michigan Business Network. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Sonair has been advancing communities and providing opportunities for people in Michigan for more than 25 years. Through lending, investments, and the creation of homes and jobs, Sonair has made a combined $7 billion impact on the communities they serve. Learn more at www.sonair.com.
You've tuned in to the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschereau, and Seth Moss, the President and Executive Director of Five Star Life, is kind of sharing the program and the activities of Five Star Life with us. And Seth, in the last segment, I kind of set us up in terms of our conversation of the two different key elements, and I'm sure there's probably dozens, but the two that I'm really most familiar with is what's going on in the schools, and then also your main campus. That's a 300-acre site. But let's start with the schools. This isn't something that you think is going pretty well, and you're in a couple counties. You've got traction going on all over the country. Tell me about where Five Star Life has started with its humble beginnings, and where you've grown to.
Yeah, we went from reaching dozens of students to hundreds of students to thousands to now we're in the tens of thousands stage. And it just happens so organically. You know, one school district, one parent would talk to another. You know, if they didn't have it in their school, they would then start talking and bring it to their school and they'd adopt it. And so, yeah, you know, we're in Indiana and Michigan. It's grown into Tennessee, into Florida, into New Jersey. And by year's end, we should be in Ohio. We're in negotiations right now with schools in the Columbus area. So it just keeps growing.
Yeah.
It's all, for the most part, word of mouth.
Well, and that word of mouth is people maybe seeing it in action, seeing the benefits of it. And, of course, the benefits, you know, is in my, this is kind of the ripple effect in my mind because, you know, what you're doing today in the life of young middle schoolers translates into amazing things that happen down the road that you know, Lord knows in your lifetime, you may not even realize the extent of that. And isn't that great, you know? So when you think about this, some of the people that might find it interesting, I guess they would go to a website for Five Star. Is that where you get most of your information out?
Yes, that's correct. So our website is fivestarlife.org. It's actually the word five, the word star, the word life.org. And there's a little spot to click what we do, and then if you scroll down the video curriculum, there's samples, there's all kinds of information. We have a YouTube page, a Five Star Life YouTube channel, and there's also samples there if people want to see the curriculum. And the thing I didn't mention is, you know, at the top of the show we talked about us focusing on middle school. That was really the genesis. But what's happened is, you know, the middle school principals talk, and then the elementary school principals started approaching us saying, what can you do for our kids? And so we now have developed something not just for middle school and then high school, but we now are K through 12. So we're in schools and all those states, K-12. So
wow, and that's just outstanding to have that kind of level of curriculum. And in doing that, look, it's a funny thing. I know your heart, and you're not out to get rich on this. You're out to make a difference. And I just know that you probably have created this kind of programming to be price sensitive to some of the budget challenges that are out there, right? So is this an affordable curriculum for organizations and school districts to deploy?
Yes, it's been eye-opening. As we started to develop our own curriculum, you know, we always use this internally just for our own internal programs, but it was because schools said, how can we use this during the school day?
Yeah.
And once we started offering it, we then said, okay, let's start to take this and look at the marketing of it. And we're a nonprofit, and we're competing against these monstrous right. curriculum, for-profit curriculum companies that are, you know, just huge, right?
Yeah.
And so, but it's grassroots, and it's powerful, and it's effective. And the reason that teachers love what we do and principals love it is because teachers are overwhelmed with the pressures of educating in the 21st century. Mm. It's incredible what they have to do. They're social workers, they're nurses, they're moms, they're dads, and they're teachers. And so, you know, one more thing on top of them saying, hey, prep for this character curriculum or prep for this SEL lesson, social-emotional learning lesson, it just cripples them. And yeah. so they love our curriculum because it's video format and it's culturally dynamic. It connects with kids and it's low prep. So that creates continuity in a common language.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And of course, that must be from having, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of feedback from teachers along the way. Has that been part of your process of developing this?
Well, you know, we have an advisory team of educators. We have actually a SEL director of a school district, a PhD. We have several, you know, school psychologists, educators, principals, all kinds of the SEL director for the state of Indiana. We have different educators across multiple states that help advise us. And so you can create something really robust, and then you have some of the cultural pieces that create something that connects with kids. And I think that's where the real value is.
Yeah, you know, connecting with kids, I think that's where the magic comes in, because anybody can go blah, blah, blah. But when you what you're looking for is results and some great engagement with the students. And one of the things that I think the engagement that we can talk about in our next segment is your 300-acre property and what that all means to the entire program. So stay tuned. We're going to continue with Seth Most here in just a few moments right here on the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro, and thanks for tuning in.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan, with offices in Lansing, Farmington Hills, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Marquette, and Holland. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
This is the Business Network here for Michigan, and we're proud to be a part of the Leadership Lowdown. And we've got with us today Seth Most. He's the President and Executive Director of Five Star Life, and I'm Vic Verschuro, humbly taking notes and listening to some of the great things that Seth and his team are doing. And when I look at what's going on there, we have all of this activity in multiple states impacting tens of thousands of students in such great dynamic ways. I'm so excited about that. But locally, back here in Michigan, in a little town called Union, which is is it what, 10 miles from the Indiana border? Would that be about right?
It's right on, yeah, it's very on the southernmost side of Michigan, yeah. Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, conveniently located between the two states. How's that? But you know, Seth, was this your first camp that you guys bought or because I think there's a pretty neat story of how you came to own the one that you have, right?
Yeah, well, so, you know, we actually had, at the beginning of the show, I referenced kind of the humble beginnings, and Jim Schaefer, who's the chairman of our board, Jim and Mia, business owners, they purchased a piece of property in Sturgis, Michigan, and that was called Minoe, and that was a retreat center. They just felt like, you know, they're supposed to get this piece of property and fix it up and make it available, and that they're waiting on the right person to come along and do the programming. And so I was kind of the fulfillment when I stepped into their office. I was kind of the fulfillment of what they believed was going to be something that, you know, would be significant, and it really was. So we ended up selling that property to get to acquire the property we're at now called Summit, which is about a little over 2 times bigger than the other property, landmass-wise. It's 300 acres. We have our own lake. It's just beautiful contour, and we have, you know, equine stables, an equine area. We have a high ropes course that's one of the nicest in the country. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, archery area that's actually a beautiful archery area. And we have archery programs where our team is certified through USA Archery. So kids literally can train to be in the Junior Olympics that come through our program. So we've got a lot, a lot of assets here to impact kids.
Well, it's an incredible facility, and it's first class too. That's the other thing, is that if it's not already been completely remodeled in a fantastic way, you've got drawings and plans to make it that way. So it's just kind of a fascinating property to come and see, because if it's not already realized and amazing, it's on its way to that for sure. So you even have do you throw hatchets or axe throwing? Is that part of what's going on down there?
Yeah, we do have a hatchet throwing area.
What could possibly go wrong with all these teenagers, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because we have students from the inner city, and when we first did hatchet throwing, you know, we go through the safety protocol, and then we handed these hatchets over to them. And the first group of kids looked at us like, and they literally would not take the hatchets. And they said, no, we can't take those. And I was standing there and said, what's going on? And then I realized what was going on. These kids have been told from the time they're young that guns, knives, and hatchets are weapons for killers, for bad people. And so, but you know, historically, guns, knives, hatchets were what?
Yeah.
They were tools.
If you bet,
right?
To feed your family.
They're tools. And so it was just everything we do at Summit, whether it's equine, whether it's hatchet throwing, whether it's archery, it ties back into our curriculum because, you know, there's been this cultural shift, and kids are just, they're taken by Netflix and by TikTok and video games and whatever they can find on their screen to look at, that they're being educated by all this stuff that just numbs their brain. Mm. And, you know, there's a lot of media out there that's, you know, talking very, very one-sided about certain things. And we both know, Vic, that, gosh, it's awful when people die of gun violence. It's awful, right?
Terrible,
it's
yeah.
Terrible. But historically, these have been tools. And so take these tools and use them and get familiar with them. And then they grab and they love it. They're
yeah.
Just like, oh, this didn't turn me into a hatchet murderer.
Right, exactly. Well, and so I'm again out of time in this segment, but tell me about the state. So we have this awesome facility that's in Union, Michigan, on the tip of the southern border. But you're in multiple states. Are you getting kids from all over the country to come to this?
So, you know, it really is a regional hub. So we've had people from multiple states, but the people from Florida aren't necessarily flying north for this site.
Right.
It's really regional. You know, it's Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, maybe, you know, Kentucky. We've had some folks from Tennessee just because it's 6 hours. So
right,
it's just on the border. So.
Well, and it adds to your ability to open up Ohio, I would think, too, because it's right. It's really not that far altogether.
Yep.
So, well, gosh, this is really exciting stuff, Seth. I can't believe the things that's going on and the way you guys have been blessed down there. Thanks again for tuning in to the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown with Seth Most and Vic Versaro. We're going to be right back.
most of us aren't looking around for accidents waiting to happen. That would be sort of odd. But when you have Accident Fund Workers' Compensation Insurance, that's exactly what they are doing. Accident Fund employees are the WorkSafe people. They take your safety very seriously because that's all they do. Workers' Compensation Insurance. That's why they're rated A excellent by AM Best. Go to accidentfund.com/worksafe and get the WorkSafe people. Accident Fund is a wholly owned subsidiary of Accident Fund Holdings Incorporated, the 10th largest workers' compensation insurer in the United States.
This is the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Verschuro, and of course today our guest today is Seth Most. He's the President and Executive Director of Five Star Life. And Seth, one other segment that we haven't completely talked about is Five Star Life's programming as it relates to sports. Can you kind of flesh that one out for me?
Yeah, so, you know, we've always had a vision for sports because ultimately Five Star Life, it's changing, you know, culture. It's changing the core of a person. Building a healthy inside creates a ripple effect that's transformational on the outside, right? Yeah. On all those positive outcomes, joy and peace, and then, you know, higher grades and graduation rates and successful citizenship, right? That's what we're going after. So sports is just one of those areas that we've always had on our radar. And a few years ago, we started Five Star Life Sports by starting with Five Star Life Basketball. And, you know, I played college basketball, so it's something that's super exciting to me. When I left basketball behind, it's so cool how some of those sometimes things come full circle. I don't believe, Vic, that anything in our lives is wasted. Mm-hmm. When we have a competency, when we have a skill set, it may sit there for a little bit waiting for the other puzzle piece to come together, but it always comes back. And so it's been fun to watch basketball come back. But we actually are the largest travel basketball program in our region and have just the most experienced coaches and trainers. And we're actually in the process of building a facility that will house our sports programs where kids who, you know, want to develop the skill of basketball, they can come and train 7 days a week. And one of the things that's really cool that we're only one of about 45 programs in the country that is a part of the Adidas Gauntlet Circuit. So we play with the elite teams in the country. And so our kids that are part of Five Star Life, yes, they're getting basketball training and skill, but they're getting the values, the curriculum of Five Star Life. They're getting the academic accountability that will help prepare them for the opportunity of playing college basketball. And so it's just matching our curriculum with a hard skill, which in the last segment, we didn't talk about this a whole lot, but at Summit, that's what we're doing at Summit as well. We're taking our values, the curriculum we're developing in kids, but we're also matching that with the skill of archery, the skill of a hatchet turn, the skill of ropes course or nature or equine or you know, fishing. So
really bringing it forward in a very tangible way, right? Isn't that kind of the idea, is that you're connecting to some reality for them?
Well, it's connecting a reality and it's connecting a passion area. So many kids are slipping through the cracks because we have lost the ability to connect to a passion area because they're so engulfed in technology and they're just addicted to it. So we will use any and every tool at our disposal to hook them in to finding out how they can develop. And then once you get that hook, then they're addicted to that, right? Because we're hardwired to work and develop. And it's addicting. It's satisfying. It's fulfilling, right?
Yeah.
To develop the skill.
Well, you've got to be pretty excited and feeling that your work is pretty satisfying when you consider the impact you're having on kids. And I don't know where they go for this, Seth. In schools, there seems to be such a void, and I just love what you've done here. The power of changing young people's lives at a time when they're most impressionable, and really seeking some of those answers that you guys are providing.
Well, it's. I was just talking to a friend of mine. Is the running backs coach for Ohio State, which I know is a dirty word, but he, you know, he's helping bring that program to the Columbus area, and he was just saying, you know, I was just asked to be on a diversity and inclusion task force for my school because there's just so much pressure and chaos and divisiveness at every turn, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's race. At every turn, it seems like there's just this craziness, chaos. And he said, Seth, we need five-star. We need our kids. If we're going to turn this around, we know we didn't get here in a day, and we're not going to turn it around today.
Yeah, right.
But we've got to start by teaching our kids and by setting them up. And so that's really what we're excited about, Vic, and what we're passionate about. We want to be in every school across America because we believe this nation was founded on great principles. And if you can just reteach those things, we believe this country can thrive and get back to some civility, which, by the way, is why education started in the first place. Go back and study the birth of education. It was to teach a group of people how and what the American values were, what a civil society in a republic looked like. That's what schools do, to educate them in those values.
You know, I think that's just incredible, and I love that challenge right there. I remember years ago I used to be involved in a thing called Young People's Citizenship Seminar, and it was a youth program that we would talk about. One of our instructors said, "In order for a nation to be great, it must be good," and meaning that it has at its core some of the important principles. And in the case of Five Star, integrity, respect, responsibility, sacrifice, and courage. Tremendous things, Seth, for people to learn here. I really want you to know that the work you're doing is incredibly important. What you're doing, and on your worst day, it is making a difference to thousands and thousands of people, and that's got to make you get out of bed with a spring in your step and an excitement for your day, right?
It sure does. All I can do is my part, and I'm doing it. So it's fulfilling. Thank you, Vic.
Well, you're a blessing, Seth, and so is Five Star Life. We can't thank you enough. Again, it's Five Star Life. If you want to look it up and find out more about it, maybe bring it home to your schools, that's the way to do it. Seth Most, thank you so much. Thank you for the work you're doing, and thank you to you for tuning in to the Michigan Business Network here on the Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Verschuro, and can't wait to talk to you next time.